What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix podcast. My name is Madison Murray, and I am your girl behind the mic. Today, I have my very first brand interview. I am so excited about today's episode. This episode is all about businesses, being young and a business owner, how you can build a successful business, just anything that has to do with business. And so I'm going to just go ahead and let my guest introduce herself, tell the people who you are.
Hey, y'all. My name is Isley Washington. I'm a small business owner out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I do lashes, nails, makeup, and hair. So, yeah. You can follow me at my business pages at Ice by Isley or my personal page at 6WISS.
And so, Isley already went ahead and said all of the many things she does. What was the first thing you started doing off that list?
The first thing I started doing was hair.
And what made you want to expand into nails and lashes?
Actually, after I started doing hair, it was really, makeup that I started doing afterwards. And after that, it became makeup into nails and then nails into lashes. I always knew I wanted to be bigger than just a braider or bigger than just, nothing against any braiders. I mean, do your thing. I know it's a hard job, but I always wanted to be like a one-stop shop. I never wanted to settle for doing something, just one thing. So, yeah.
So, out of all the many things that you do, what's your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do right now is nails. But I just got certified for lashes last month. And
congratulations on that.
Thank you. I actually love doing lashes. I love doing makeup, too. Honestly, I love doing everything that I do, to be honest.
So, where did Ice by Isley come from? Tell us a little bit about the brand and how it led you to, you know, where you are now.
Ice by Isley, that's the name that I started off for my nail page. But as in doing my nail page, I was realizing, like, I do so much more. And why not post everything on one page? Or why not put everything under one category? So I really just started posting me doing makeup on my nail page or me doing hair. It just began to build and build. And people was reposting my makeup or reposting my hair. I was like, oh, okay, so I might as well just expand this page, really. So, that's where it started.
So, with your name being Ice by Isley, you saying that it's pretty much versatile towards everything you do, what advice would you give an up-and-coming business owner as far as what should they name their business? Should they just go for something that's versatile, or should they just stick to the program of what they want to put out?
My advice to people that start their businesses for names, I feel like if you really know what you want to do, go ahead and name it. I know a lot of people nail pages like Nails By or, you know, whatchamacallit, Nailed You or Nails, but it was really a blessing that I didn't put like Nails in my name because I would have to make multiple pages. I had to change the name and it was already like on my logo and everything. So honestly, if you know what you want to do, stick to it, name it. Always come up with something catchy, something people could stick to, because that's going to represent you. So, yeah.
Are there any nail techs that you look to for, like, advice, or do you have, like, a mentor in the industry as far as nails go, lashes go, makeup or hair?
Oh, yeah, I do have a mentor. The lady that certified me, honestly, I'm going to shout out the two ladies that certified me. So, honestly, I'm going to shout out the ladies that certified me. Jewel by Jazz. If you look her up, it'll pop up. I don't know how to pronounce the whole Instagram name, but Jewel by Jazz, it'll pop up for sure. And Your New Nail Tech, she helped me in the process of getting certified and was a big help. So, yeah. And they do great nails, so.
And where are they based? Just for anybody that's looking to get their nails done.
Oh, East Charlotte. If you go and if you book an appointment and everything, they'll always send you a link of where exactly the shop is. But it's on the east side of Charlotte.
And so you said you just got certified on lashes last month. Who did you get certified by?
Stunna Minx on Instagram. My good girl, Tashonda. Yeah, she did a great job with everybody in the class. And I'm really thankful because I started off on a good note with lashes. Like, I started off feeling like I'm actually knowing what I'm doing. And I didn't leave the class, you know, not knowing anything. So, yeah.
And I currently am wearing Isley's product. Growing up, I always let Isley practice everything on me. And so if you got people around you that believe in you, you need to hit those people up first and practice on them first so they can be your product, so they can tell more people about what you have going on, and so that can spread around. This leads me to my next question. Can you see yourself, like, teaching a class?
I could definitely see myself teaching a class. I honestly had a boot camp for makeup coming up April 19th, but I had to cancel it and reschedule it for another time just because the whole, you know, corona incident is going on right now. So, yeah.
And that's crazy because that was actually the next thing I was going to ask you. How, as being like a small business owner, how is the coronavirus affecting what's going on as far as business?
Honestly, a lot of people have been posted things speaking on how they're, you know, praying for small business owner. Because if you don't know, in Charlotte, if you are fine doing a in-house service, that you can get fined $2,500. And it's really, it's having a negative effect on the whole business aspect, but it also gives me time that I can be practicing. I could be learning a new skill, bringing more ladies in, talking to them about how they could start up their business. It gives me time to be on the business part of it instead of providing a service right away. So you really just have to find the time to make stuff about your business and find other ways to do things if you're not necessarily, like, really hands-on doing stuff, like doing nails, doing hair, doing anything. So, yeah.
So what are your plans as far as, like, navigating through the corona with your business? Do you plan on, like, uploading things, like, posting content?
You always have to keep your page going. You don't want to keep, you don't want your page to just die down. And then when corona's done, you post something back up and then everybody has to search for you. You always want to keep posting stuff. Like, I remember the last thing I posted was a sermon about how you should always keep going, prevail forward, even if it's something that's stopping you. So, yeah, and I'm going to be posting, like, lashes, doing my sister's lashes. You know, I can't get fined for stuff like that. So, right. Doing small stuff, probably YouTube videos, tutorials, stuff that I could do all myself. Simple stuff, so yeah.
When did you know that Ice by Isley was a successful business?
I knew I was successful when, I don't want to say Instagram famous, but like, people with more followers than me, like, was starting to hit me up about doing their nails and stuff. I'm like, hold up. Y'all want me to do y'all nails out of all these nail techs in Charlotte? What? So I'm like, okay. Like, I felt like I was popping a little bit. And I was gaining, like, 100, 200 followers, like, every 2 weeks. And I was like, hold up. This was supposed to make this much growth like that? So I'm like, okay. And then the lady that certified me, when she posted my nails, I said, hold up, you got 30-something K. And I'm sitting here trying to reach 1K. So I'm like, okay.
And y'all know what's crazy? I feel like she's sitting here leaving something out because we went to Walmart not too long ago. Was at the money center, right? And so you want to tell it or do you want me to tell it?
You could tell that one. I could tell the Zaxby's one.
We was at the money center and this lady was like, oh, I like your nails. And she said, thank you, I did them myself. And so the lady was also saying how her birthday was coming up. And so Isley plugged her Instagram into her phone. And the lady, I kid y'all not, was like, I know you. Oh, my God. I know you. And basically, she was trying to set up her birthday appointment. I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I like getting noticed. I was at Zaxby's in the drive-thru. I was in the backseat with my mama. My mama was driving. I was in the back seat, and this girl was like, I mean, I'm all up in the window, like, just waving my nails around and stuff because my nails was done, so I felt like that. And she had asked me, she was like, aren't you Ice by Isley? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And she was like, oh my God, I love you. I love your work. I was like, oh my God, I love you too. Do I say that? Like, am I supposed to tell her that I love her too? Like, that's so sweet. So, like, I thought, yeah, I really like getting, like, when people notice me or people actually know who I am, I'm like, what? You know me? Like, you love me? What did I do? But, yeah, that makes me feel good because it's like somebody's, even when you feel like nobody is watching you, like, somebody's actually watching you and somebody's supporting you. So, yeah.
So, who is your dream client for anything? Nails, hair, makeup, lashes?
My dream client for nails would definitely be, no, for lashes would definitely be Ari.
Oh, yeah. Ari Fletcher.
Yeah. For nails would definitely be Summer Walker. For, or Megan Thee Stallion, because her nails are really nice.
Facts. That lipstick shade. You yeah. have to try that on me.
For makeup, anybody. Honestly. I love doing makeup on everybody, so. Anybody, for real. Like. And for hair, would probably be... That's a hard one. Anybody for hair too. Like, everybody want their hair done.
Right, so. I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
So right here, I kind of want to transition into the business side of things. What are some social media tips that you'll give out for any business owners to promote themselves?
Social media tips. I would say use hashtags. I should honestly follow my own advice because I lack using hashtags. Really, my nails are too long. I don't really want to type all that. But hashtags is a good way to get your business out there. I have multiple people hit me up, DM me, telling me to use hashtags. I remember one post I used hashtags on, and I'm like, okay, hold up. Who is these people liking my stuff? So I'm like, okay. You never know, like, even just putting hashtag CLT, it could be somebody coming from Charlotte who's never been in Charlotte before, and they can discover you just simply off of a hashtag. So I would say use as many hashtags as you can pertaining to what you post. I would say post all the time. Like, even when you feel like you shouldn't post, post. Just post. Because the more you post, the more people are going to notice you. The more people are going to turn on post notifications because they know you're coming with a post. Like, so, that I would like, you should use IGTV too. I'm really about to get into that since we're on the break. That's what I'm focused on right now. Making longer videos. Just not posting the same thing over and over. Because when I started doing nails, I will always just post the nail pictures, like the same pose and everything. But the more I started doing nails, I started to post videos of the process, boomerangs of me shaping, just small stuff that I wouldn't think somebody would want to see, but actually they do want to see it. So yeah.
What's one of the things you had to do to get into your business, like, head on?
How I started my business?
Like, as far as the things that you were already doing, like, maybe some after-school activities, maybe a job you already had. What's some of the things that you had to give up just to make sure, like, your business was number one?
Oh, guys, I quit my job. I really... that's a brave decision, though, to go off to them and quit your job. Like I said, when I started off doing nails, I was not that good. And I really quit my job right after I got certified. I paid for my certification with my check and quit. So, after that, it was just like, it's moments where it's like, oh, should I really quit my job? Like, this isn't as steady as an income as I thought it would be. But it's some things that you're going to have to wait out. Things come with time. Because once I started posting more is once... people started booking more. Once I started booking more, I mean, I was booked. I remember it was like my back to school. The whole weekend, I had at least 20 girls. And that's at least. And that's a lot of people for 2 days. So, yeah, I was like, okay, I'm doing something. Like, this is a little income that I like. So, yeah.
And I noticed on your page that you did... back to school sales, sometimes you mm-hmm. do raffles. Do you recommend doing that as far as like a service business?
Yeah, I feel like doing things like sales, raffles, grand opening sales, anything is a good way for people to discover you because people love sales.
Right.
People love anything that's discounted. So yeah, especially if the quality comes with it. Yeah, because when people was coming to me, they was like, oh, you real cheap. Oh, you. I'm like, okay, so what y'all telling me? I should raise my prices. So I'm listening to them. I'm like, okay, that's when I honestly thought, like, okay, my prices are a little. I started off doing nails at, like, $20-$25. And when I say I was doing the longest and the most designs ever, and they would walk out spending $25. And I didn't mind doing that because I do enjoy doing nails, but you have to realize the business aspects of things. You have to buy your own inventory and stuff of that nature. So, yeah.
Do you feel like the most money comes in when you do sales, or do you feel like people will just pay for the quality regardless?
When I start off, it was mostly coming from the sales. But now it's just coming from regular prices, really. Like, people are going to pay. If somebody wants their nails done by you, or somebody wants the service provided by you, they're going to pay. So, yeah.
So, what is some of the ways you can build clientele? Successful, like, steady clientele?
A steady clientele is really getting your name out there, getting business cards. My clientele really came based on my first client. She always been handing out cards since I started doing nails. So a lot of my clientele came from her. Like, she was building my clientele more than I was building my clientele at that point. And I was like, wow. So, if people really want a service provided by you, they're going to come. And they're going to keep coming if they enjoy it. So, you always have to make the space comfortable for them. Like, I always play music or something when I'm doing nails. Or I'm talking to them. Things of that nature. So, yeah.
She's saying that she be having water and all type of stuff ready for these clients. Like, good customer service, it really does matter.
It does. Even when there's going to be customers that just probably don't want to talk, just let the music play. Or it's going to be customers that come in and their attitude, or they're having a bad day or right. something. Just do what you know you do best.
What's one of the ways that you ensure that you stick to your policies? Because I know, like, certain clients, they may have something that comes up and they may need an extra person to come, or, you know, like, small, like, inconveniences like that. What's one of the ways that you stick to the policy?
Really, my policies, like my no extra people policies, or like being late. People, my thing is, I would like for you to let me know first and foremost. If you don't let me know, it's not going to go past me. We just won't have an appointment if I'm not. Because you're not going to just not let me know any inconvenience and it just pop up when you pop to my door. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be respectful of the person that's providing your service as much as they have to be respectful of you. So, in a being late, you have to be respectful of my time, because I have a client after you. I could have something to do after you. And if you're late, that messes up their time. And then they come early and now my client is mad at me because they came too early. And now they're sitting on the couch waiting for somebody to get their nails done.
Right.
So, really, you, when you put policies in place, you have to stick to them. Friends, family, it doesn't matter what it is. You have to stick to your policies as much as you can. Once those policies are up on Instagram or up on your booking sites, they are set in stone. So, it's no going around that. No matter how bad it's making you feel, or you feel bad for the person, you really, it's a business. So, yeah.
So, what are some of your disadvantages as to having a business? I know we don't like to think about disadvantages because it's like, okay, your business is like your baby. But what are some of the things that, you know, don't always go your way as far as business?
Well, starting off, like, I'm going to say a good thing is really you're working on your own time. But a real disadvantage about that is you always have quote-unquote friends, quote-unquote supporters that, oh, well, how much are you going to charge me for this? I'm going to charge you the price. I'm going to charge you the price of it. And, like, and it's always, oh, well, I don't have $40 for this. What can you do it for 30? No, it's not can I do it for 30. It's what can I do for 30? Because you won't. And my thing is, you're not going to go far changing your rules for each and everybody that comes to you. So it's like, if I'm going to do your nails and you want a $50 set, I'm not just going to throw you $10 because you don't have it. Like,
right.
Because at that point, I take it as an insult, or I take it really disrespectfully, because you won't go to a shop and ask them, oh, I don't have, and tell them, oh, I don't have $40, but can you do this for $30? You're not going to go nowhere and tell them that. So why, you should treat me with the same respect.
So this next question kind of goes into something you said just now. There's a saying in business, it's not all business, but the saying is the customer is always right. Do you feel like that's a valid statement to your business?
I feel like that statement is more for food businesses, honestly. But I do feel like I would say the customer is always right if it doesn't come to a disadvantage to your business. Because customers can come in, want add-ons, but don't want to pay for the add-ons. That doesn't make that you're not right.
That goes into like the policies, like sticks to the policies.
Yeah, really just sticking to the policies. I feel like if you come in, you're having a bad day, I'm gonna let you be. I'm gonna do your nails. I'm gonna do your hair. I'm gonna do your makeup. But I mean, I would say yes and no. I mean, they're right, but don't let it come a disadvantage to you. How much? They're right.
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree with that. And how do you feel about people that are getting into certain businesses just for the money? Do you feel like there should be a passion behind anything you do in a business? Or, like, is it, like, totally fine if you're just in it for the money? Do you feel like it will thrive if you're just in it for the money?
Honestly, in my opinion, I don't feel like a business will go as far if you're just in it for the money. I'm not saying it won't go far, but just not as far as somebody that's passionate about it. Like, I'm passionate about cosmetology. My business wouldn't go far if I was, doing a podcast, because yeah. I don't enjoy interviewing people. I don't enjoy. I don't.
That's why we opposites, because yeah, this is my business.
I'm not the best at talking. So it's like. So it's like, I don't feel like my business will go far, but my money would be a motivation for me.
Definitely.
But what happens when I'm not making no money?
Definitely.
So just like I said earlier with doing nails, it's going to be points where it's like, oh, should I quit my job? If I wasn't passionate about it, I would have just went back to my job. My business wouldn't have went nowhere. I would have stayed at my job if I wasn't passionate, honestly, because I would have been like, oh, this is two sources of income.
Right.
But
did you like your job?
Oh, yeah, my job was cool. I mean, I didn't have, like, no big problems with my job, but I did want to put what I was passionate about first. I didn't want to work there forever.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
So, any last words you want to give to the listeners? Is there any advice you want to give on businesses becoming a success, or just running the business in general? Do you want to talk to some people that are starting a business?
Really, honestly, I would like to say, just start. Like, nothing should be holding you back from what you want to achieve. Like, just start. If you're low on money, just save. If you're just lacking motivation, like, I'm always open. So, you could always, I would suggest hitting my personal page up for advice, not my business page. But I'm always open to talk about wanting to get started, or what's the first steps. Like, you should always just start. Like, those are the only words I could say, because I didn't ask nobody for nothing when I started off. Like, not a dime. I didn't ask nobody to buy me anything. I didn't ask nobody for nothing. I really saved up the money I was using on practice sets to get my own inventory, and from there, that's when I built up, and I'm still building up to this day. And don't feel like you have to settle for anything. If you feel like you're not good enough, practice. If you feel like your business isn't going nowhere, reach out to people. If people are not liking your pictures, promote yourself. Like your own pictures. Always promote yourself. Because if you're gonna promote yourself so much, but always realize somebody is always watching you at all times. If they're not liking, it does not matter. Like, at first, I was like, wow, my pictures deserve way more likes than this. But then I realized it really doesn't matter who's liking my pictures or not. I don't care if I get likes. I don't care if I get comments. I'm proud of myself for doing this set. I'm proud of myself for doing this person here or doing this makeup. It's really, you have to worry about what you think about your work before you could think about what somebody else thinks. And if you're just starting a business and it's not like providing a service, if you're selling something, really look for vendors. Keep looking. You don't like the vendors you got, keep looking. Don't ever settle for anything that you feel like is not living up to your potential or is not good enough for your name to be on. So yeah, always keep things creative. Because I know a lot of people came to me and was like, well, I don't want to start a business because I feel like it's not original. But you have to realize everything is unoriginal if you're doing it originally. Nothing is unoriginal. Like, it's so many people doing nails, but we're not all doing nails the same.
Right.
It's so many people teaching nails. They don't all teach nails the same. It's so many people doing makeup, hair, lashes, selling stuff. You could be... Y'all could be selling shirts. Y'all could be selling the exact same shirts. But if you do it in a creative way, if you're making creative posters, promoting yourself in different ways, it's always going to be different. It's nothing is going to be unoriginal if you keep yourself going with creativity. So that's really all what I want to say. And thank you for everybody who listened to me talk. Because, like I said, I'm not a good talker, so... If you made it through and listened to me talk, thank you so much.
I'm weak. Definitely. And thank you for coming because this is honestly the first installment I have with as far as somebody that has like a brand. If there's any artist or anybody listening to this, don't be afraid to reach out to me because I'm looking to do more interviews. And so that's pretty much it for this episode. Like I said, Ozzy, thank you so, so much.
Oh, yeah. If you have any more questions, like if I didn't answer anything correctly or if you have any more questions, I'm always open. So... You can always text me, like, really.
Give them your socials so they can find you.
Instagram, Ice by Isley. Personal page, at 6WISS. I'm really Ice by Isley on everything if you're looking for my business page. But, yeah.
And also, you mentioned YouTube earlier. What's your YouTube?
On YouTube, The Real Icy Isley. The, as in D-A, Real Icy Isley. It's no content up right now, but y'all should be looking at content, like,
Soon, definitely.
The end of next week, most definitely. So, yeah.
Big announcement. Look out for the content.
Subscribe. Click. Ring that bell. Yeah.
I'm weak. That was all for today's episode of the Majestic Mix Podcast. If you made it to the end of this episode, thank you so much. Share this with somebody you know is starting a business, or just share this with anybody in general that you know needs motivation for any projects they may be working on. And like I said, thank you so, so much. And I always end every episode the exact same way. Y'all be good now, okay? All right. Bye, y'all. I'll see y'all in the next upload.